We've been having discussions about the top 50 superfoods, and what I'm going to provide for you is information on some of these foods. You should take note of them, write them on in your journal, on your iPhone, so when you go shopping, look for them because they truly are the top 50 superfoods. Number one in many, many people's books is berries. It certainly is for me. I think that for such a small, tiny berry, it provides true nutrition. It's a powerhouse when it comes to vitamins and minerals and all the things that are good for you. Berries are loaded with antioxidants. Studies show that just one cup of berries provides all of the disease-fighting antioxidants that you need for the day. These antioxidants contain compounds that prevent cell damage caused by free radicals. Free radicals have been linked to cancer, to heart disease, to Alzheimer's, and other very serious illnesses. Cranberries, blueberries, and blackberries, of all the berries in the berry family, contain some of the highest levels of antioxidants that are available out there. Berries are low in calories and high in nutrition. Diabetes, memory loss, excess weight, tumors, blood pressure, these are just a few of the conditions on which blueberries may have a positive effect, according to studies. Blueberries have high levels of antioxidants and are very, very high in vitamin C. In fact, NutritionData.com notes that one cup of blueberries has percentages of nutrients that are just off the chart for your daily needs. 2% of your vitamin A, 24% of your vitamin C, 4% of your vitamin E, 36% of vitamin K, 4% of thiamine, and 4% of vitamin B6. Eat blueberries, let me tell you. A new University of Michigan cardiovascular center study suggests that berries may help reduce belly fat, as well as some risk factors for cardiovascular disease as well. So make sure you incorporate berries into your diet every single day. Berries are tasty and versatile. It's easy to incorporate berries into your diet because they taste so darn good. Add them to salads, blend them for smoothies, plop them in a few of your breakfast cereals or oatmeal. Grab a handful of dried berries for nutrition on the go. This superberry is one superfood that you don't want to pass up. Next on my list is broccoli. When mom told you to eat your broccoli, she knew what she was talking about. Two reasons why you should be eating broccoli. Broccoli is providing itself to be a real contender in the fight against cancer. Here's a quote. In a new study, researchers found compounds in broccoli and other vegetables that are green that look like broccoli appear to target and block mutant P53 genes associated with cancer and growth. Fancy terminology for eat your broccoli, it helps fight cancer. Two, if that isn't enough for you, did you know that broccoli has as much calcium as in a glass of milk and more vitamin C than an orange? Hello, if you are dairy-free, gluten-free, all the frees, certainly you can get your calcium from eating broccoli. Love it or hate it, you should eat it. Brussels sprouts, here's a big one. Either, again, you love it or you hate it. Forget about the Brussels sprouts you used to hide in your napkin as a kid. You put it in your mouth, you'd spit it out. When prepared the right way, a Brussels sprout is the tastiest vegetable around. I even grow it in my vegetable garden because this time of year, as the ground is freezing, I know it's time to pluck my Brussels sprouts off the stems. If you saute them in a little bit of olive oil or with some avocado oil and dice up some leeks, which caramelize and taste really sweet, and maybe a little prosciutto, it's amazing Brussels sprouts. You don't have to steam them and eat them plain like your mother used to serve you. Here are three reasons why you should give Brussels sprouts another shot. One, Brussels sprouts are high in vitamins and important nutrients. They're packed with plenty of essential vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin C, and C, and help to promote heart health. They assist in brain and nervous system development. They boost the immune system and even prevent some types of cancer. It's just a great, great source of everything for you and for your children. Two, they're high in fiber too. Because they're high in fiber, Brussels sprouts will aid in digestion and keep everything flowing smoothly. Brussels sprouts also contain phytonutrients, a type of antioxidant that has been known to help lower the risk of cancer and heart disease. So like a little, Brussels sprouts are like a mini cabbage. They are just so, so super good for you. And they're not as hard to prepare as you think. The most common mistake made by preparing Brussels sprouts is to overcook them. Nobody wants to eat a tasteless gray blob of mush. Brussels sprouts are a green vegetable that stays green when cooked properly, and they should remain that way. If you chop them up, you can put them in a salad. There's lots and lots of broccoli and Brussels sprout salads that are out there now already prepared for you. They're great in a casserole. You can pan roast them with your meats and your chicken, a little bit of olive oil, lemon juice. It's just absolutely amazing if cooked the right way. And one more on my list is cabbage. Listen, cabbage is just like, it's the same benefits as Brussels sprouts. It's sometimes hard to eat, but it's so super good for you. Just don't overcook them. Cantaloupe. This is a delicious fruit in my books. I love a little bit of yogurt, vanilla yogurt ice cream, and some cantaloupe. Cantaloupes are a superfood. They're a sweet melon. It's great in a salad in the summertime, but it's really good at improving your health. It's an excellent source of vitamins and nutrients. When perfectly ripe, it has a light and refreshing flavor. It has tons of nutrients for just 60 calories per cup and 0 grams of fat. It also gives you 120% of your recommended daily allowance, RDA, of vitamin A, as well as a whopping 108% of your RDA in vitamin C. Who knew? Quote, along with vitamin C, vitamin A helps prevent free radicals from oxidizing cholesterol in the bloodstream, where it can lead to heart attack and stroke. So if you want more information on my segment, you can go to skinnymiz.com, skinnymiz.com, my source of fantastic information on superfoods. Cholesterol in the bloodstream, where it can lead to heart attack and stroke. So if you want more information on my segment, you can go to skinnymiz.com, skinnymiz.com, my source of fantastic information on superfoods.